This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Republican Congressman Ken Buck seems poised to buck his party once again, this time over impeaching a Biden cabinet official. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The House plans to vote as early as next week on articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It's expected to go largely on party lines. But Congressman Buck says he's a no vote. Buck says while he disagrees with Mayorkas' approach, it doesn't reach the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
He's terrible. The border is a disaster, but that's not impeachable.
With a razor-thin majority, House Republicans can only afford to lose up to two votes. Colorado's other two Republican members, Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, support impeaching Mayorkas. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett remains optimistic about an immigration bill he's working on, though Republican House leadership says it's a non-starter. CPR's Rachel Estabrook.
Bennett tells CPR News that the bill would try to immediately reduce what he calls the chaos at the southern U.S. border. It would not fundamentally improve the immigration system or create a path to citizenship for Dreamers and the millions of people living without documentation in the U.S.
None of that is even comprehended by the legislation that we're talking about today. And all of that, I think, is going to be essential for us to fulfill our potential as a nation and for our potential as a nation of immigrants.
Bennett says he hopes the bill limited to border security could be finalized this weekend. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Colorado is reporting 163 people hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases, the lowest level since early fall. That's a drop of almost 50 since last week and well below pandemic peaks. Trends are also improving for the percentage of emergency department patients diagnosed with it and also for wastewater. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.